Providence of the Creator. If everything happens according to the Creator's plan, then what good are a person's efforts? As a result of a person's own work, based on the principle of reward and punishment, that person acquires from above an understanding of the Creator's rule. He rises to a level of consciousness where he clearly sees that it is the Creator who rules everything and that everything is predetermined. First, however, a person has to reach this stage, and until he does, he cannot determine that everything is in the hands of the Creator. Also, until he reaches that stage, he cannot live or act according to its laws, for this is not how he understands the world to operate. A person must act only according to the laws of which he's aware. Only as a result of a person's efforts based on the principle of reward and punishment does he become worthy of the Creator's complete trust. Only then does he have the right to see the true picture of the world, as well as the way it is operated. And when he arrives at this stage, despite the fact that he sees that everything depends on the Creator, he longs for the Creator. One cannot oust selfish thoughts and desires from one's heart and leave it empty. Only by filling the heart with spiritual, altruistic desires instead of selfish ones can one replace the old aspirations by the opposite ones, and in this way, obliterate egoism. A person who loves the Creator is sure to feel revulsion towards egoism, since that person knows from personal experience of the harm caused by egoistic manifestations. However, the person may not have the means to rid himself of it and will eventually realize that it's beyond his power to oust egoism, since it was the Creator who had endowed his creatures with this quality. An individual cannot rid himself of egoism by his own efforts alone. But the sooner he realizes that egoism is his enemy and his spiritual exterminator, the stronger will be his hatred of it. Eventually, this will bring the Creator to help that person overcome the enemy. In this way, even egoism will serve the purpose of spiritual elevation. It says in the Talmud, "I created the world only for the completely righteous and for the complete sinners." It is understandable why the world would be created for the completely righteous people, but it is not clear why the world was not also created for those who are neither absolutely righteous nor absolute sinners. Was it really worth creating the entire universe just for the absolute sinners? A person inadvertently perceives providence according to the way it affects him. He sees it as good and kind if it's agreeable to him, or harsh if it causes him suffering. That is, a person considers the Creator either good or bad, depending on how he perceives his world. Thus, there are only two ways for a human being to receive the providence of the Creator over the world. They perceive the Creator, and in this case, life seems wonderful to them, or they think that the Creator's providence over the world does not exist, and they assume that the world is ruled by the forces of nature. Though a particular person may realize that the latter scenario is unlikely, it is the person's emotions, rather than reason, that determine his attitude towards the world. Hence, observing the disparity between his emotions and his reason, the person starts considering himself a sinner. From his understanding that the Creator wants to give us benefit and good, he realizes that it is possible only by drawing closer to the Creator. Thus, if he feels distanced from the Creator, this is perceived by him as bad, and then he considers himself to be a sinner. But if a person feels himself to be evil to such an extent that he necessarily cries out to the Creator to save him, asking the Creator to reveal himself so as to give him the power to break out from the prison of his egoism into the spiritual world, then the Creator helps him instantly. It is for this form of human condition that this world and the higher worlds were created. Having reached the levels of the absolute sinner, a person has the possibility in this world to cry out to the Creator and eventually rise to the levels of the absolutely righteous person. A human being can only become worthy of perceiving the Creator's greatness after that person has rid himself of all conceit and has come to realize the impotence and the lowness of his personal desires. The more importance a person ascribes to the closeness with the Creator, the more he perceives him. He becomes better able to discern the various nuances and manifestations of the Creator in his daily life. This deep, impressive awe gives rise to feelings in his heart, and as a result, joy flows in. A person sees that he is in no way better than those around him, and yet that person also sees that, unlike him, the others have not earned the Creator's special attention. Moreover, other people don't even realize that the possibility of communicating with the Creator exists, nor do they really care to perceive the Creator and understand the meaning of life and spiritual progress. On the other hand, it's not clear to him how he merited a special relationship with the Creator, in that he is granted, if even just occasionally, the possibility to concern himself with the purpose of life and of his bond with the Creator. If, at that point, he can appreciate the uniqueness of the Creator's attitude towards him, then he can experience boundless gratitude and joy. The more he can appreciate individual success, the better he can thank the Creator. The more nuance of feeling he can experience at each particular point and instant of his contact with the Creator, the better he can appreciate the greatness of the spiritual world that's revealed to him, as well as the greatness and the might of the omnipotent Creator, finally resulting in a strengthened confidence with which he will anticipate his future unification with the Creator. Contemplating the vast difference between the characteristics of the Creator and of the created beings, it is easy to arrive at the conclusion that they can become compatible only on the condition that the created beings would alter their absolutely egoistic nature. This is possible only if a person nullifies himself as if he does not exist. Therefore, there's nothing that will separate him from the Creator. Only if he feels that without receiving a spiritual life, he is dead, as when life has left the body, and only if he feels he really wants spiritual life can he receive the possibility of entering the spiritual life to breathe spiritual air.